that dad bod destroyer, right? So
Oh yeah.
yeah, I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll have to. All right,
Definitely.
guys. We're live. So episode 6 of the Contractor Compass podcast. So
nice.
Today, let me pull this up here. I know I emailed you guys. Let me pull this up. So we're talking about seasonal offerings and bundling the different offers. That's going to be the topic for today, right? Mainly for the HVAC space. I'll throw some stuff for insulation, guys. Obviously, Jason and Tom are going to have a lot of experience there in the HVAC space. I'll throw some other things in terms of insulation. I know Jason has been in some other businesses as well.
Yeah.
But like I said, topic today, seasonal offerings and bundling different offers, just to, whether it's increasing ticket price or driving sales in certain times of the year when maybe they don't naturally come in as much or whatever that may be. So let's start with seasonal stuff first. I feel like that's going to probably be the biggest one for us. So the guys on the call here that know most about, right, are in terms of bundlings. I mean, Jace, I'll let you give me some ideas, or Tom as well.
Yeah.
But obviously we do a lot of seasonal offers on the marketing side, a ton, right? Well, let's just start there.
Yeah, so definitely on the HVAC side of things, so the first thing I'm always going to lead with is the one thing you want to do is when you're trying to do your bundles is, and this is where a lot of companies make the mistake, give the little nugget, is, man, talk to your techs, right? Talk to your techs and let them give you the bundles, because they're out there all the time and they have their go-tos. Everybody has their, a bundle's only as good as the knowledge with it, and that's just like the product you're selling. So any good salesman and that goes into any industry has to have product knowledge to an extent. You got your swag, right? But you got to have product knowledge to help with the confidence. So when you go ahead and you start having bundles put together, you need to keep in mind, let me talk to my technicians, because if they have no clue what IAQ is or an ionizer is or what humidifiers do, they're going to stare clear of it. So you're not going to turn a good ROI unless you put those together. So, I mean, we could get into specifics as far as on a granular level, as far as what the bundle should be. I mean, there's tons of bundles you can put together. But I would say, just to start it off, first and foremost, sit all your technicians down in the room. This is how I do it. I say, hey, man, we're heading into winter. Here's some of my ideas. Give me some of you guys' go-tos. And then we put some bundles again, and we put them into the price book, get some fully involved. And from there, that's where you'll start seeing a lot more success, because then they don't stay away from it. They actually go towards it, and they actually start presenting it, because they had input in it, right? They feel a part of it. So it's some of that ownership that comes into it.
And it'll transfer over from customer too, because obviously they're, like you said, first things first, they're in the field with the customer.
Yeah.
Like, have a better feel of you know, what they're, you know, if they have some sales ability to them, right, they'll have a better feel of what they can.
Yeah. And they can explain it better, right? You know, they know what they're talking about. That's their bread and butter. You know, they love, like I know one person, they love doing a furnace rebuild.
Yep.
And that's their go-to all the time. They say, man, I'll take care of all your safety switches, right? You should do this every 5 years. I'm going to take care of all your safety switches. They can go through it. And then all of a sudden, he's pumping up the team. Everybody in the crowd is at, or everybody on the team is asking them in the meeting, like, hey, listen, well, you know, how do you go about presenting that? That's actually a really good idea. I didn't think to do an inducer motor with rollout switches and HSIs and, you know, things like that, and pressure switches. And it's a really easy message to now translate and get it going into the field to get everybody behind it, opposed to you as a business owner saying, hey, I know I got a ton of IQ sitting out in the warehouse that I haven't sold in a minute. I need y'all putting this bundle out there and start pushing it. I mean,
correct.
You're going to have just so much legwork to try to do that. Never mind the training curve that comes behind it.
Absolutely. Tom, on your end, what do you see? I mean, obviously big picture, big company, on the back end for you guys, with your sister company, what do you see in terms of seasonal bundles? Cause I know, you guys have one main slogan, right? That's really pushed. I really don't know. What do you guys do for seasonal stuff? I'm sure you do some stuff, but what does that look like for you guys?
Well, one of the things that I prepared for them, because again, we're heavily with the tagline, people buy payments. I had to get it out there today. But the
algorithm is going to pick it up.
I put together a rate sheet by credit tiers, basically with rate factors on it, or finance factors with monthly payments. And so when you talk about bundling, and you made the, Jason, you made the comment of like, you got a bunch of IRQ that you really want to push through, is that, you know, we try to drill everything down to payments, to the standpoint of like, okay, you need a new system, yeah, in your house, whether it's a heat pump or, you know, in Florida, we use a lot of strip heat, what have you, but we can add on some IRQ for you for another $13 a month, or we can clean your ductworks for another X amount of dollars a month. So again, I know I'm always bringing it back to the payment structure, but people do actually buy payments.
Oh, that makes sense.
Bring these bundles together that we could literally work with a contractor creating by FICO bands. If you would say, how's your credit? Great. Not so, it's okay, or not so great. And we could say, okay, you're in the okay section. We can put you a new system in, a new hot water heater, IRQ, a dehumidifier. In Florida, dehumidifiers are really necessary because of what we've got out here. Yep. So and at that point, we can do all that for X amount of dollars a month. So we put your system in for $99 a month, but I can put this bundle together for you for $129 a month, and then we can throw in a warranty, and that's an extra $15 a month, whatever the case may be, that covers a 10-year parts and labor, as well as two times a year we come out and service your unit. So bundling, but with a payment is my
When you say that, Tom, the first thing that comes to my mind is a car dealership.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, well, you can get the tonneau cover and the tires, and it's going to add $15 a month. You know, like that's a much easier decision for them. That actually makes sense. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I would have never thought of that angle. When I'm thinking of bundling, I'm thinking like the marketing side, right? Where, well, from the owner's side, right, from the business side. Yeah, absolutely. You can tie it in and push additional product, and it shows up in a very, very small amount of payment on a deal.
It starts with a technician, as to Jason's point. It starts with a technician to have a knowledge on how the feature advantage benefits of IRQ, right?
Yeah.
COVID is still around, guys. It's still around. And, you know, this IRQ helps eliminate that, kills that germ, whatever. But in other words, once you kind of pitch the product quality or the product fabs, feature advantage benefits, you know, and then you drop the monthly payment on, you know, I can put that in, and it's only going to cost you X amount of dollars more a month on top of your system that you need this system. You need this new HVAC system, but we can add a couple of nice little bundles things to it for just an additional few dollars more a month to get you to handle your air quality, to maybe make sure your ducts are sanitized and what have you. And
yeah. That was the exact situation. So, I mean, literally exact situation. I remember being out in the field and going over the payments with someone, and there are three different options, and them saying, oh, okay, well, hold on. If I wanted to have the humidifier added into this, what does that do to my payment? Man, that adjusted by 75 cents, right? Because you're talking 5 years on something that's only $1,000. So they're like, oh, well, throw that in there too. Right. So absolutely 100%. If you're strong in the area of finance, which you absolutely should be in this day and age, that's where you're going to always, if you lead with, you know, people buy payments, not still Tom's thunder, but if you lead with that, your bundling can be so much sustainable. It's almost like an ADT security in your home, right?
Yeah.
They don't tell you, hey, it's a $6,000 system. Hey, do you want to buy this? It's $6,000. They say, hey, listen, we can do this. We're going to do a setup fee, and then it's only going to be $56 a month. Right. Because you're buying the payment, but they're telling you everything that's included. You're buying the premium package. And to your point, Colin, like a car dealership, you go in there, the car is going to be $80,000. You sit down, and the first thing the finance guy does is he has that. Now the table is the TV, right? You got to love that. So the table is the iPad. And he's like, oh, you got this warranty program, this warranty program, and this warranty program. This is only going to increase your payment by $28 a month. Yep. What do you want to do? You're buying the payment inside of that bundle. So
correct.
I think, yeah, to overall encompass everything, to Tom's point,
Air Around the Clock has been extremely successful with adding on the service contracts this past year. We're JB Warranty's number one dealer in the whole United States because everybody gets pitched a warranty. Like I said, don't ask, don't get. The answer to the question you don't ask is always no. So
non-negotiable.
You put it out there, and you know, it's like anything else. Sales is a law of averages and percentages. If you don't ask, your take rate is zero. If you ask 100% of the time, you may get a 35% take rate, whatever the case may be. But that's 35. Those 35% add up in sales.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. On the looking at obviously the side of it that I see, you know, all the time. I mean, we've done a lot of different bundle offers, right? I mean, you keep them pretty basic, but I mean, it could be anything, you know, from the basic stuff like you know, bundling in duct cleaning or for a discount, or ionizers for a discount, or even systems, right? We'll have guys that, you know, they'll bundle systems, right, for discounts and things of that nature. Now, obviously, I don't see that all the way through on the back end. That's more what you guys are going to be like. I don't know the logistics of that, because we go through offers with each new partner, right? We'll say, you know, hey, this is what we've seen working, examples like this. Do you have anything new and creative? And everybody thinks like, you know, there's like one offer that does so well. And right, you know, people will ask, like, oh, you know, what offer makes the most sense? Like, or what are you seeing success with? Well, I'm seeing success with 12 different offers in 15 different markets.
Yeah, right? That's it. It's the market, it's like, for sure.
It's like, don't be afraid to like tell me what you think is going to work as well, because you live there. They're your customer.
Yeah.
You know, give us a little bit of juice and we'll come up with, you know, we'll come up with the rest. But yeah, so I mean, in terms of like on the marketing side, just making things that are appealing to the customer. And if you can, you know, kind of combining both topics, or, you know, both parts of the topic today between seasonality and, you know, and just bundling things in general, right? If you can add those together, like, because it's, hey, it's this time of year, we'll come in, we'll replace your furnace and you're going to get a free blue light, you know, air cleaner, whatever it might be. Yeah. You know, you're in your home all winter long. It's free. I mean, I'm in Minnesota. It's negative 17 degrees out right now, and I'm not exaggerating. Right. So it's like, it's freezing. People are not outside. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, hey, you're in your house all day. You know, you want your family to have clean air. We're actually going to bundle one, or we're going to give you one with your new system. Obviously everybody knows that there's a cost of that worked in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's attractive. I mean, it works with the seasonality side of things and, you know, with bundling both to give them a deal that they feel like, you know, hey, I'm getting a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, again, definitely every market is different. So, you know, if you are working with a marketing team, absolutely communicate what is working in here. But if you're just flying blind and you really don't know, because some business owners, they kind of have this ideology of what does work, but it's so outdated, you know, just not really kind of understanding the environment that they're in currently as far as the culture goes. So, that's kind of a word salad so much there, but the main point is that you gotta understand what products are important to the time that you're in, right? Yeah. So I know we talked about COVID and things like that, and that was a big one. So the IAQ is going to be really important to a lot of people if you're walking in their house and you're identifying that. But you're going to have to test a few things inside of your market anyways, just to see what is selling and what's not. Now, seasonality will give you that, or just history itself will give you that data that you need.
Yep.
But don't be afraid to try new things up. Like if you've been running duct cleanings, you know, in your shoulder months, coming between your summer and we call it the fall time, summer into winter, and you're running only your duct cleanings then, and that's the only thing you've ever been doing.
Yeah.
Start including your IAQ. IAQ is a big one, right? Filtration. Hey, I'm going to clean all these ducts, it's going to be kicking up a lot of different dust into it. That's when you can start putting some bundles that make sense. But I think at the end of it all, you got to make it make sense, right? Make it make sense to the time of the year. Make it make sense to the time of, where we are in the day and age and what's happening in our, economy. For sure. And then you just got to make it make sense to your technicians, to where you don't have such a big learning curve on the back end. Because I promise you, if your technicians aren't confident with it, they're going to stay clear of it. I've had people that are super good on selling IAQ, and I've had people who are just horrible on selling IAQ. And then, you know, if you're talking full systems, your full system has to be definitely a design set up to where your technician has something in front of him that he can show customers, and does lead more into the payment option on that side of it with the bundle.
So. Yeah. And to that note too, like just a second ago, you mentioned, you know, it's being relative to your customer too, you know, knowing your market. And then, like you said, knowing the time of year, you know, and what the, you know, what everybody's going through, like, I mean, COVID's a great example, right?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people took that and ran with it too, but what is your customer going to care about as well?
That's it. Convenience, right?
Correct. Yeah. 100%. And on that, you know, that made me think. So on the insulation side of things and the HVAC side of things as well, thinking of like bundling on a bigger scale. I know I've talked about this on previous episodes. I mean, there's a lot of companies now. I don't even know if we want to consider this bundling, but I think it falls into this topic where they're going for the whole eco home model, right? So they're coming in, and if you want to call it bundling, right? Where, hey, they're throwing in some additional, you know, amount off on these extra services that they're going to do if they're coming in and doing a new system or insulation or vice versa, right? And then they do the other option, you know, if they came in to do insulation, they're putting in the system and, you know, okay, now we can offer solar and you're going to get X amount off your solar because you're going with, so, I mean, that's a large, I mean, you're talking really big ticket prices there, but I mean, that's a bundle. You know, obviously you got to be the company geared to do that. I don't recommend that.
Yeah.
Like Joe and Bob who are running their HVAC business, right?
No, no. But you know, what's a really good way to get started in something like that and really network, right? You know, and I think my whole theme I live by is contacts of contracts, right? So you might, if you're small and you're, you know, just getting started and you need to just network a little bit more and venture out and you're trying to get into that business space. You know, to do your bundling, start offering subcontracting services. So one way I had a company that I instructed them and it really worked out very well for them because this person led to a lot more business for them was every time they put in furnaces and whatnot and panel upgrades and things of that nature, they didn't have the expertise to do that. So they used it as a bundle. Hey, we can go ahead and we can just put in your furnace and you can deal with your electrician, or we can go ahead and we put in the furnace and we have a $500 off on electrician that will come with this, you know, and that was their bundle of adding in a 200 amp panel. That's a $5,000 job, but now you can get it for $3,500 if you utilize this bundle.
Yep.
Now that person going to try to purchase that through another company, I can tell you hands down, most of the times that 200 amp upgrade is going to be a $4,500 job on top of the install. So he was kind of working it pretty good, where he was eating the bullet. He was eating the cost on his install, but he was bringing the cost down on the electrical so that he could very much easily show the customer and shine brighter than everybody else by saying, hey, no, look, I can get your electrical at this. And people would hyper focus on that number, say, wow, I'm saving $1,000 here. And the whole time he was saving, he was just a one man show. He didn't have as much overhead. So he was able to bring that cost down much lower on his install side. He wasn't doing anything to the electrical side. He paid him his $4,500.
Correct.
But the way he made it look was way better because it kept him still at a very good professional level, right? Yep. Because he's charging that dollar amount. You don't ever want to undercut too low because then you don't look that professional. You look like a chuck in the truck. But he was able to bring that electrical cost down as a bundle. Now that electrician then in turn started throwing work his way. And then he started to really blow up and expand just through networking that way. So those are easy ways to do bundles to your point. If you're not a big conglomerate company, you can't do the solar and combine all that together. Start utilizing other local businesses in your area because you all are a team doing the same thing in the same town.
So. Yeah. What are the most common bundles? You kind of mentioned this already, Jace, right at the beginning. But what are the most common bundles that you guys are usually seeing? Are you usually putting together? Are there any common ones that kind of stick out?
Yeah, absolutely. Furnished rebuilds. So you'll do like everybody talks about the gold, silver, and bronze packages, and they kind of relate that to everything. So like furnished rebuild, you got the basic level, then you got your furnished rebuild, which is your proactive option, and they got your furnace rebuild, which is your prevailing option. So they'll run furnace rebuilds, which is just safety switches, replacing them. You'll do your bundles together that you can just make them up where it's going to be your duct cleanings with IAQ, meaning some type of filtration system, because you're going to stir up a bunch of stuff inside of the duct work. So hey, we're going to do your duct cleaning, and with the duct cleaning, you're going to go in and you're going to get an electric static filter. So we call them PMAX, but you'll get an electric static filter that will come with it, right? And that's a bundle. Now that's an $800 filter, right, by itself. So that's an expensive 1-inch filter. It's a 24-volt filter, but it's very simple to do. And then you just have your basic ones because we do plumbing as well, where we're doing full systems with an indirect added in, right? And that's a hot water tank, a storage tank, right? So, you know, you do a full system replacement, we're going to throw in the indirect for you, you know, and those are other bundles that you can do. But on the smaller service side, and I speak a lot to service because we just got our 2023 numbers back and we increased in service alone from 2022 to 2023, it was the number one department in the entire company, 11 months out of 12, which is nuts. It's usually not that, and increased it by 336%. So, I mean, that's a huge jump, you know, just in a service department, and it comes down to putting some good programs together. But you can really, so let me just talk about a bundle and not get too far away, because a lot of people can do this already. Mm-hmm. It's really, a bundle is going to be your three options too, right? And I say proactive, preventative, prevailing. So you're get, those are bundles. So your prevailing cause is your one thing you're out there for, right? Your bundle is, hey, I'm here for the, you know, the spigot, but I'm going to go, or sorry, I'm here for, let me use HVAC. You're here for, you know, the pressure switch, but I'm going to do that furnace rebuild, right? And that's part of that bundle that's in that project. So I'll do the inducing motor, the pressure switch, the HSI, the rollout switches. And then, you know, your proactive could be, I'll take care of your blower motor as well.
Yeah.
And that's your proactive, but then your prevailing is going to be just the furnace rebuild. And then your preventative is going to be, hey, I'm here just for the pressure switch, so I'll just take care of the pressure switch. Now, the difference in those costs, you're going anywhere from a $500 cost to a $3,000 cost, right? Yep. And those, all three of those packages are going to be, those are bundles. Now, some companies go in, if you're utilizing things like service tying, you can build them out as silver, gold, and bronze, or gold, silver, bronze, however you want to put it. Yep. And those, and you can preset them. They call them proposals at now in service time, to where you can actually pre-make them and they can just select them as already put in there.
Yep.
So a lot of companies get hung up on, okay, for the season that's coming up, let me do IAQ. For the season that's coming up, let me do heating bundles. And that's good. Those are your basic ones I can do. But your guys should be doing bundles all year.
Correct.
With anything that they're seeing out there on site. And that's where you're going to find your most success for sure.
Yep. Now, I imagine it'd be pretty easy to pre-make those too, right? You get to get through one, you know, year of actively creating them, and then you can roll them out year after year. You make tweaks here and there.
Yep.
That becomes on our side, right? A lot of automation. How can we repeat things easily, right? And especially with my team, I mean, we operate with obviously much different than a you know, a contractor. Yeah. But we're all digital, right? So it's, how can we make things easy? So that'd be a good process to have, to where, okay, boom, this month kicks in based on weather, we're rolling out these bundles. And then you have,
exactly,
tie that all in with your marketing side too. So then we have these offers that roll out this month, right? And last for this long and include these bundles that we're already running that are set up for the sales guys 100%. And the technicians on the inside.
Here's the thing is, finding a good bundle, right? Is you can just pull up your past guys' estimates. Pull up all their old estimates and see what they've been rolling with. That's the most common one. And you can just put bundles together like that in presets.
So 100%. Tom, do you have anything else to add to that? That's a solid piece of advice.
Oh my God. Dude, that is beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Dude, we got to get you a shirt that just says that.
Again, I tie, and excuse me, guys, but I tie everything in the numbers. And we operate like a car lot at Air Around the Clock of saying, let me add that, you know, we can get your duct clean. We can get you IRQ. We can get you, how about a new hot water heater? You know, you got a drainage issue. You know, what can we provide for you to fix your problems, Mr. Jones? And guess what? We can all do it for an affordable monthly payment.
Yeah, 100%. And that's where, and I think on the bigger, so here's a funny thing when you said that. So going through our 2023 numbers, one thing I did notice is we didn't have a lot in financing. And that's where I know that's a big area of opportunity. So I do stress that to my service team, like, hey, listen, this is where you can put these bundles in and push the higher $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 tickets by having this financing be your backup. So that was one really big thing that I did underscore with them just this morning. I had a meeting with another team. And I ended up telling them, like, hey, this is a really big miss. Y'all did phenomenal, right? But man, you could really hit it right here. So to grow for 2024, you know, we've got everything under control as far as that goes. And to really excel is to get that, to buy that, because that really is a big thing with homeowners. And in this day and age, it's going to be, if you want to sell good bundles and packages. And I just want to stress this, because I can, every time I keep talking, I get the sense people, if they listen, if they're going to listen to this, they're going to say, hey, well, what bundle can I put together, right? Because people want specifics. Like, correct, what's the nugget to it? And there's really, I mean, we can go over the generic ones and bore people to death as far as saying, hey, yeah, put your, come springtime, everybody knows, put your put your UV light with your ionizer with your PMAC filter, something like that. That's a good bundle. That's an IAQ bundle you can put together.
Yep.
And you can really push that. But I'm telling you, you got to go to your technicians. And this is for everybody. And really what I could have done is pull those estimates forward and start looking at your bundles that they put, that your technicians are putting together. Cause they're doing it, as long as they're given three estimates and they're instructed to, and they're trained to, they're going to put bundles together every single time they're out there. And you'll find each technician has their go-tos on each one. And that's the easiest way to put them together, and then just implement them and put them in your system.
Correct. You can make them official. That's actually, I mean, it's almost like a self, if you do it that in that manner, it's, I mean, it's easy for the owner or, you know, whoever, if it's not the owner, if the, you know, it's management team, that's easy for them to put together as well. Right. Cause it's like, we already naturally doing, like, I mean, like we were just mentioned before, creating a system of it, go through 1 year, go through the main, you know, the main months that you're trying to figure out bundles for, or whatever it may be. Right.
Yeah.
Don't bury yourself in too much. But then, yeah, pull those common themes, and you'll find the guys that are, you know, that are pushing more of one product versus the other. Right. But you'll find just roll it in. If you have a software like ServiceTitan or something like that, where you can make packages, make them, have it structured out, right. Adjust them throughout the year or whatever it might be. But that is, I mean, that's a kick-ass piece of advice for not only, you know, an existing business that's maybe not taking advantage of something like that, but also like a company that doesn't know how to do it.
Absolutely.
My two cents to that would be, on the marketing side, just make sure you have your campaigns aligned with those things.
Oh, 100%.
Right. So you're, I mean, cause I mean, I'm sure a lot of these guys, you know, if you're not doing that, they're pushing it when they get in the house, which is great. But if they have those options beforehand, or they know of it, right. And they're more, maybe they're, you know, that you might have a leg up, right. Cause they might be, hey, I am interested in that, in this bundle or whatever. Okay. Well, we have three tiers of that actually. What
makes
sense for you, whatever it might be. But no, so, I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and we've hit on this before, but another bundle you can include is going to be your labor warranty, like those service agreements he was talking about, those labor warranties.
Yep.
You don't have to go so far outside that box to say, and bang your head against the desk to say, okay, what material can I use? You always want to think, what is the ease of use and convenience for, that's why that whole smart home, idea took off so well, is because it's convenient, right? So if I can put a bundle together that makes sense, is it a lower payment? Is it more convenient for the customer? Or does it really kind of save them on the back end, which is the labor, right? Everybody understands taking a car to get their car fixed, and the labor is the highest cost, right? Somehow we were all told that story as kids, that it's the labor that kills you. Yeah. So it's an easy thing for a homeowner to understand. It's tough for a homeowner to understand about an ionizer. Trust me, I've talked to them about it, and they kind of stare at me like I got three heads.
Yeah.
So you can dumb it down and try to water it down as much as you want to, just as far as trying to explain to them, like, right, stay away from the molecules and all that. That's just weird for everybody.
Yeah.
But again, you got that learning curve with your technician. So you got to make sure, okay, here's a bundle. I got to train them on what to say. Now I got to monitor what they're saying out there. So make it simple, right? Make the bundle simple, because it won't sell. And that's the thing. A lot of people, man, they'll put bundles together, like, man, none of these are selling. These bundles don't work for me. Yeah, probably because it's way too complicated for the guy or he's trying to explain it. And the customer's just like, dude, I don't care how many spit molecules come out of this thing and suck up. I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
So they don't want to deal with that.
And for, I mean, flipping the coin too, like, not only for the customer, for the business, right? Like, how easy is that, right? Plug them in, whether you're charging monthly or yearly or whatever you're doing, boom, that's easy for you guys too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're not. Now you're not paying more labor time or whatever, however you pay your guy. You know, that's just an easy thing. Yep. Very, very easy thing to do. And I know we've had a totally separate conversation on warranties and different type of club memberships or comfort packages or whatever, right? And if you're not doing that, you need to be doing that. But that's an easy one to start with. And then, so I think if guys can start with that, if they're not already doing it, start with that. Like Tom said, pitch it every single time you go. It's a non-negotiable for your team. You either pitch it or you get the hell out of here and you go work for somebody else.
Right? Yeah, that's it.
And then you can work in other options as you know, get comfortable with that, pulling your tech reports and your things like that you were mentioning, Jace, and
kind of
dialing in what actually makes the most sense, and then creating that structure for your company and your market that works the best. Tie in your marketing on the front end to make sure you're capitalizing on it, and otherwise, you know, that's straight arrow from there.
Yeah. Now, just here's one more little nugget for if you have a reporting system. That's why it's super important to have a software that you can pull some decent reporting on. Is you can group out your shoulder. This is how I do it every time, and this is where I found success. And it was weird where a lot of companies weren't doing this. Pull out your shoulder months, and or pull out just your seasonality through your group of your months, 90 days, whatever. Find what your min max is in there of what's selling the most, like your high sellers. Yep. And then you can take your tops ones, two, and threes and see if it makes sense to put them into a bundle as well.
Yep.
You can also take your top one and two and include in your lower one that you're trying to push as well. That way that bundle can make sense. The two is the one that really pulls people in. And that's really kind of where we started designating and pushing for certain bundles because we know the guys really like to sell, you know, right. humidifiers during a certain time, or they really like to push, you know, hot water tanks during this time a year, or they seem to go out a lot. So in that we can include X, Y, and Z into that bundle, but you can pull reporting that can show you your min max and whatever is your top sellers and whatever is your lower sellers. You want to take the extremes of both and you can start combining some of those together to create some bundles for you to really help lift that bottom line on some other areas that you need to.
Correct. And why not go with the flow that your team's already going, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Make it easier for them, make it better for you.
Yeah. Don't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. Make more money at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%, bud.
Awesome. Tom, anything to wrap up besides the key line? Bring up your piece of paper.
There it is.
People buy payments, Mr. Tom. I
almost disappeared. People buy payments and labor warranties will be his next one.
Yeah. Dude. All right, guys. That'll wrap it up for this episode. Episode 6 of the Contractor Compass podcast. We're going to get off live.
Yay!
Up on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to find us anywhere.
Heck yeah.
Nice seeing you guys.